missed it completely. Those are my questions. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon. McFadden, you're next, but I'm going to ask you to please make a motion to extend this item for some time, because we are pretty much at our limit for this item.
Motion to extend for 10.
Any discussion? Any objection? Thank you. Go ahead, McFadden.
Thanks, Stephanie, for your report so far. I've been trying to look through the spreadsheet right now, and I thought we had worked out some plan for central services to be some fraction, like 15% of income, or, you know, maybe I don't have the formula exact right, and we were going to use some kind of six-month running average for that, or some number of months running average. And looking down at the central services charges on the spreadsheet, it appears that that's not been implemented yet. Is that correct?
It is, because the central service payments were originally set up within Great Plains, because that chart doesn't really make sense. And it's, in my world, and even in Markeisha's world, it's, to me, it needs to be shown as a line item in expenses, not as this sort of bizarre standalone chart. So what we have to do is actually pull that chart out once these reports are made, and then manually put in the central service reduction. So that just isn't in the May financials. So
okay.
We'll try to do that as we move forward with June. And I'm hoping that as we move forward, when we're reviewing the financials on a deeper dive, that I can give prior notice to Markeisha, so then she can be on the phone, because she understands the logistics of the pulling of the spreadsheets, things that go into Great Plains, you know, why things are coded certain ways if we don't get the correct coding from the business managers or the station managers. So she can answer more questions than I can on some of these.
Okay, because what I was doing
was for the stack.
What I was doing was just taking revenue and multiplying times 15% and comparing that to the what's in there for central services. And the way it is right now, KPFK is like being way overcharged as far as the spreadsheet goes, you know. So when you look at what they're supposed to be, you know, it makes their deficit look a lot worse. I mean, they're almost paying, you know, like 2.5 times what you would if you just assumed a 15%. And some of the other stations are paying a little under or a little over. But that one particularly stands out, and it makes a little bit of a distortion.
Right, that's exactly the case. And as we move forward and are looking at the budgets for next fiscal year, we are definitely budgeting that as central services, as far as the central service expense, as to what the formula will be based upon the revenue looking at the prior fiscal year. So
okay.
We are focusing on that as far as an accurate budget moving forward.
Okay. My second question is just, I just want to make sure, when I look at revenues, I see a listener support, which is the big number, and then there's a major donor income, which is, says more than $1,000 per year, which is about 10% or something of the listener support. And then there's a third category that just says donations. That's maybe about a third of that. And I just wanted to know what is that donations? Why is that one called out separate? Do you know what that is?
Again, it's that's like, kind of an inconsistency. Yeah, I see it. That's kind of an inconsistency with the forms. I mean, with the coding, and some stations don't consider, they don't even have major donors. They've just kind of put everything in donations, or they don't break the donations down to whether it is underwriting, even though there's a sponsorship and underwriting line. But if you really do take a look kind of at the consolidated financials for sponsorship and underwriting, it doesn't accurately show any sort of sponsorship or underwriting dollars, particularly if, you know, WBAI is having a bunch of underwriting. So they obviously have had more, according to their, you know, their conversations of more than what's listed here, which is only a total of, there's not even a year-to-date actual in underwriting. So, you know, there's no, even nothing in that underwriting line when you look through October in the consolidated financials, which means that WBAI is not stating their PSAs as underwriting. So,
okay. So, but that donation,
the donation line, yeah, it varies, which it shouldn't even be there because is that donations from what? Too vague.
It's
said major donors and listener support.
I mean, it's a small fraction, you know, and I just was more curious where, you know, how those things are getting categories. Okay, I'll let somebody else ask a question. Thanks.
Our poll for staff.
Kim to the stack.
Mr. Chair?
Muted again. My apologies. I heard you, Paul. I heard you, Kim.
And I have to be on the staff prior. Thank you.
Yes, Teresa, I just said you're next. Go ahead.
I think that there's has to be a limit to what we can expect our ED to report now. I think there are some details that go into should be an executive session. We can't, I mean, there are certain things that people need to be doing and they're not being done, but I can't ask who's accountable in open session because that's a personnel matter. And I think when we reveal certain details, we're actually begging or encouraging people to take advantage of us. And so I'm just saying, I mean, I think the executive director needs to be maybe give a second thought before she gives certain information out because we're really walking the line between things that border on HR issues and things that, you know, involve contracts and priorities that we make that are just not subject for for open session. I want to be transparent, but like we're like asking for trouble here. Thank you.
Teresa, I'm going to comment on that briefly. Pardon me, R. Paul. We have to be very careful about getting into personnel matters, evaluating an employee's performance in an open meeting. However, it is not a valid reason to go into executive session to discuss embarrassing financial issues. So, you know, it is a fine line, but it has to do with contractual matters, legal matters, legal strategy matters, and personnel matters, not financial matters for the most part. Okay. Par Paul.
Okay. All right. It was mentioned that we don't have money for the audit, and so the audit isn't actually started yet or anything, right?
You are correct.
Okay. How late can we get the audit in and still not blow getting into the CPB?
Well, the CPB application was based upon our past audits and everything, the financials, our ratings, everything that needs to be submitted were 2 years prior to the submission date, which was May 8th. So the not getting the audit done is not just a CPB issue. That's also just a concern with any other sort of, you know, the Secretary of State, for taxes, it's all kind of tied in. So the audit is more of a foundation-wide concern, not a CPB only concern, because again, that application only dealt with things 2 years prior to May 8th.
Yes, I understand that, but part of the issue is we have we've gotten into trouble with CPB in the past for a period of time when we didn't have audits for years. So I'm still concerned. Is
you're
there
also receiving funding from them at that time? When we get funding from CPB, then we have a whole set of guidelines, not just our audits. But they have their own financial, when people talk about not having done the AF, another AFS, I think it is. Those aren't forms that we have to do. Those are forms that are required by the CPB. So not only is CPB funding, there's a whole issue of reports and financial reports that need to be done once you get that funding. So they want our audits. If we get funding, they want our audits to be done. But we also have to do the audited financial reports that are different from the audits that are based upon their system of finance, of their accounting system.
Okay, but I'm sure that we can't wait an infinite amount of time before we do the FY22 audit. And is
exactly.
There?
If we have $78,000, we can get it started. If we have $35,000, we can get it started. They only need half.
Yeah, I understand the money part of it there. I'm just saying, will there come some point where CPB will say, geez, you don't have the FY22 audit. Forget becoming a member. Is there something like that could happen?
Possibly. I mean, if that's a comment that they, after reviewing the application, if they come back and say, please send us your most recent financial audited statements, my reply will be the same. Our most recent financial audited statements are the, you know, two fiscal years ago or 2021. We don't have the funding to do 2022 at this point.
Okay, so you're saying there's no bright line. You're saying there's no bright line where if we go past that, they're going to say forget it.
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't
know what the CPB would say.
Thank you.
I'm going to interject here and say that I know our call is aware of this. It's not just CPB. It's California Attorney General. It's IRS, it's FCC. You know, we need our audits for our nonprofit status. We need our audits for a lot of reasons. And also those same alphabet soup agencies are involved in whether or not we have a proper reason for going into executive session. A lot of this stuff is interrelated. Arfal, are you you have an open mic. Somebody has an open mic. Somebody has an open mic. I'm just saying. There's some background noise.
Swish noise? That's not me.
Okay, somebody's got an open mic, so please mute if you're not talking. Kim, you're up. Thanks.
I just want to, first of all, explain that that donations line is from long time ago, when we had, back in 2004, whenever everything was settled, KPFK had 30 fund drive days a year. So that donations line was for stuff that came in under $1,000 that was not during fund drive. So that line is like no longer necessary since we're a fund drive, you know, way more than that. And number two, I just want to point out that KPFK's current fund drive is running about $2,300 a day. The budget that we reviewed last time was for this August drive at $3,500 a day for 28 days. So we're doing $2,300 a day now. We are averaging 23 donations a day. The difference between $3,500 a day times 28 days and $2,500, which is bumping up $2,300 times 28, is $30,000 difference. So KPFK cannot pay central services, and it doesn't look like it's going to be able to anytime soon. I did look through the financials earlier, and I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars in past payables before we ever get around to central services. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. We are past now our extended time. Is there anybody else who has any questions for Stephanie? If so, you need to make a motion to extend. Somebody's got an open mic again.
I have a point of, perhaps a point of information or a point of order. I'm not sure. This is Sharon.
Well, Sharon, could you move to extend for 5 minutes?
Well, that's part of my thing, because I guess my question is, are we supposed to be going into executive session, in which case I guess we need to extend, right? I was unclear about the executive session part.
Right. We may need to extend the meeting once we're in executive session, but I guess we can do that there. So just for now, was that your only question, or did you have something else?
That was my question.
Okay, yeah. No, we can extend when we're in executive session. So if no one else has anything else to ask Stephanie, and Stephanie, are you done?
James, my question is, this is my question. I thought that Stephanie's report was part of the, you know, was included in the executive session. Maybe I'm not understanding the agenda. And so the time for the, does the time have to be extended? I guess the way I should say it is like this. Does the time have to be extended for this agenda item if we're going into executive session?
Okay.
I think that would be safe to do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll make
that sounds right.
Okay, so
yeah,
I guess I'll make a motion to extend time for 15 minutes so we can go into executive session. Is that appropriate?
Very good. I think that is appropriate. And I'm going to make a suggestion, Sharon, since that will take us past our time certain. I'm wondering if you might include in your motion to extend the time of the meeting till 10:30, just so, you know, we'll have it done now.
Okay.
If we don't need it, we don't need it.
Except I'll pay 7:30 Pacific time. No.
Yeah.
Yes, that's fine.
I'm sorry. Yes, 7:30 Pacific time. Harpo, did you get all that?
To extend the time for this item by 15 minutes and the time for the meeting till 10:30 Eastern.
10:30 Eastern. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none. Any objection? Thank you all. Fred, are you with us?
Yes. You want me to cut the stream?
Yes, please, Fred. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it.